Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic this morning, Earl. How are you?
Hey, man, the sun is shining.
Thank God.
You know, that's all it takes, man, you know. I mean, it's in the 30s, but, man, I keep saying, keep reiterating over and over and over, man. Just the sun shining makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, for sure.
And so even though we're going to talk about a lot of things that aren't so great, the fact that the sun is out and we're a day closer to the spring. So all of those things make everything all right. Now, I'm going to talk about a multitude of things this morning. It's, once again, it's one of those days where it's just you and I. No, you, I, and Calvin, and so we're going to touch on many different things today, and I'll tell you what they're going to center on. And it's about time that this real conversation was had truthfully, because there's something sinister going on in this nation. It's been going on now for a long, long time. And there are people inside of this nation who are doing everything within their power to destroy this nation. And you know, you can say Antifa all you want to. It is not Antifa. There is a segment of this population that continues unabatedly, daily, to pit one another, the Democrats and Republicans, against one another. And we're going to spend almost the entire show going over things that are happening and have been happening for a long time and that we've ignored, either because we know people who are on the other side of this madness. And even though we know they're wrong, we don't want to address it. The nation is in a horrible, horrible condition. You may say, well, come on, Earl, you're exaggerating. You know, I'm doing fine. Well, you may be. But we're going to delve into others who aren't doing fine and who don't see a way out. And even though it doesn't make any sense whatsoever that we are in such opposition to one another in this country, I've never seen a time in my lifespan that I've seen, you know, I wasn't around during the Civil War, so I don't know what that was like other than what I read. But in my lifetime, I've never seen Americans divided as they are and at one another's throats on a daily basis. Read any newspaper in the country, and you'll see the exact same thing. Watch any show, any news outlet, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. I don't care if it's from education. I don't care if it's from the way law enforcement is. I don't care if it's dealing with wars, the prospects of wars. I don't care if it's dealing with capitalism. I don't care if it's dealing with Social Security or Medicare. The American people cannot come together collectively at all. And that is certainly at the root of what is going to tear this nation asunder. We're in the process of that happening right now. Listen, here's a, you know, and this is just a side and aside. So this basketball game that took place this past week, a youth basketball game. And unfortunately, the hatred, the racial hatred in the nation is so pervasive after all of these years, still there, that at a youth basketball game, bigotry and racism directed at children playing basketball games. And people ask the question, well, where did that come from? Why are those children, you know, they didn't mean anything by it. Oh, yeah. They certainly meant something by it. It's only a youth basketball game. You know, I've seen that in my lifetime when I was in high school, where we kind of experienced the same kind of thing. That's 50 years ago. You certainly would have thought that we've gotten beyond that. But who creates that? A Beloit basketball team. Listen to this. Because it certainly, Wisconsin boys high school playoff game marked with allegations of racism, anti-Semitism. This is 2023. It's a, for heaven's sakes, it's a kid's high school basketball game. Right? That's all it is. A Wisconsin high school boys basketball playoff game last week was marred by allegations of racism and anti-Semitism, according to the parents of players on one of the teams. Beloit Memorial High School played Muskego High School in Wisconsin's Interscholastic Athletic Association. Beloit Memorial players found drawings of swastikas, the N-word, and the word monkey on the top of lockers, according to Fox 6. Parents also recorded Muskego students wearing blackface masks and tank tops, allegedly trying to illustrate a black person. This 2023, they were chanting the N-word and monkey, and they were making monkey noises. Tanya Carl, a parent of a Beloit Memorial basketball player, told the station, listen, you know, other Beloit parents alleged that Muskego fans were pretending to smoke blunts. According to the Beloit Daily News, spectators told the paper, some fans were ejected from the game. The Muskego Norway School District issued a statement Sunday on the incident. On Friday night, Muskego High School hosted a competition against Beloit Memorial High School. Following the game's conclusion, MHS administration received an email from the athletic director of Beloit Memorial indicating concerns regarding the behavior of the students. Now, I don't know. I've never been to the Muskego. To Muskego. I don't know. And you can't clearly blame everybody who lives in Muskego. But when you see, as I saw, what was taking place, the question is, why was that not stopped? Why was the game not halted? And so the right thing to do would have been for the administration of Muskego to stop the game and give a warning or put those hecklers out. But they did not. And they waited for the game to end and for a complaint to be lodged, you know, by the Beloit School District to the Muskego District. And now after the media has gotten a hold to it, now all of a sudden the Muskego School District wants to respond to it. My question is, why didn't they respond initially? Wouldn't that have been the right thing to do? That would have certainly been the right thing to do. But in today's climate, in today's world, that's not happening. People aren't doing the right thing. Not doing the right thing for many different reasons. But I can tell you the reasons that they're not doing the right thing. We're going to go into a whole litany of why this nation is in trouble during this show. And I would love to have you join in with me because I don't think I'm wrong. As a matter of fact, I know I'm 100% correct because I'm going to point out over and over and over why this nation is in trouble. And not just because of what's happening with our issues with China and Russia. Internally, the nation is in trouble. Got to go to a break. Steven, I see you. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about a basketball game last week that occurred in Muskego. It was between Beloit Memorial and Muskego, a high school boys basketball game that was really just peppered with racial epithets and racial speech and bigotry not hidden, but out front for everybody to see. And the fact that, you know, it's one thing now for Muskego to come out and say, well, that's not who we are as a community. You know, we're gonna make sure that the people who perpetrated these acts are disciplined. When they had an opportunity to do it, they allowed it to go on throughout the entire game. And only because, and this is the problem when people talk about racism and bigotry, if you don't have it on camera, then, you know, it's dismissed far too many times in the society. But because this was on camera, and on film than you know, Muskego, and the people who represent Muskego were forced to have to address it. Had this not been on camera and footage for the world to see, it would have been ignored. What I'm saying is that those administrators and other parents who were there representing Muskego had an opportunity. Why did they not do the right thing? Why did it have to go to the extent that it did, that parents from Beloit, you know, had to contact the news media to bring this to light? Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? You know, I've listened to people try to make excuses for this, and there is no excuse to be made other than the people who enacted this kind of behavior should have been punished at the beginning, not after they were allowed to do it for an entire game. You know, to talk about it now, to me, is senseless. Stop it while you see it occurring, and then maybe we wouldn't be where we are now. Hey, let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I usually catch you towards the end of your program, but I'm on the road early this morning, so I'm catching in the beginning of it.
Well, thank you.
So this is what I got to say, and I'm going to try to keep it not so long-winded. So I saw this on my local Fox affiliate here in Green Bay as well, Fox 11, and my initial reaction was to just shake my head in disgust. This is what I think about the situation, though. We know that kids learn from their parents.
Right.
And so if the kids are doing this in school, their parents are probably saying, you know, vile garbage
right.
In their own household. And, you know, we have Black History Month, and we have these, you know, times, and people say, well, is that really necessary to have a whole month focused on one group of people? And I think things like this show you exactly why we need that. It is important to raise awareness to this. If you don't think racism still exists in this country, you're either living under a rock or you're just plain in denial. And it's not just Black people. It's, you know, a big slew of minority groups that are having issues with this. And unfortunately, you know, we on the left, we're screaming about this and we're constantly bringing this, you know, into the forefront. And I really appreciate what you're doing here on this radio show, Earl. But then you have people that call in that are on the far right that instead of really sitting down and taking time to talk about this, and I'm okay if we disagree, you know, on a couple things. There's no problem with that. But just the refusal to sit down and have an actual conversation about this is the reason why we're going through what we're going through now, and was never going to turn the tide until both sides will sit down and have an actual conversation, a meaningful conversation about what's going on right now. And that's what I think about the current
situation. You know, Stephen, thank you, because, you know, you have the courage to speak out truthfully. There's so many people who don't have the courage to speak out truthfully about what's taking place. And that's kind of why the nation is in the condition that it's in. You know, I know that parents, the children learn from their parents. And so this was okay. Their parents saw them in action, didn't do anything about it. And yet, you know, people remain silent on things like this. Well, it's been going on far too long. It's still going on. It's never going to change. But so if it's never going to change, then then why should we remain silent on it? I'm never going to remain silent on it because it's unacceptable. Listen, got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about the basketball game in Muskego last week with Beloit Memorial where, you know, racial hatred was on display. And I'm asking the questions, you know, about why we're still dealing with this, you know, and people want to act as if this is a bygone days and bygone times, and it's not. And so, you know, it's easy to kind of, you know, say these children didn't mean anything by it. Well, it all depends. You know, did they kill anybody? No. Did they commit a crime? Not based on the way things are in this country. You know, there's no law against calling somebody using the N-word. You know, there's no crime in, you know, making sounds of monkey towards people of color. That's a long history in this country. That's why people want to cover up the history, but it's still here today. Let's go to Sherwood and Therese. Hey, Therese, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. You say what?
I say that if this can be substantiated, and from what you have said and what I've heard elsewhere,
it is substantiated.
Yeah. Okay, then I think definitely there should be some kind of action taken against the win. So, for example,
Taken against what?
They should forfeit the game. They should take away
the
win. Well,
the game is meaningless. The harm.
I thought this was a playoff game in the tournament.
You know, I don't care whether it's a playoff game or whether it's a game between two of the lesser teams. The game is just that, a game. What they
I
did,
agree, but I'm saying it would show the importance of creating a hostile environment for a visiting team.
Well, but
and
this
I
is
think
bigger.
That would be a punishment, and people talk about all the time there should be consequences. Well, that would be a consequence that could hurt. And I think the WIAA should make a statement that this kind of behavior is not acceptable at their games.
Let me ask you, Therese. So the WIAA should not have to be the ones responding to this. What about the people of Muskego? What about the administration? What about the parents of the children?
Oh, I agree. I agree 100% with everything you're saying. I'm not taking away from any of the comments you made. I'm saying, in addition, there should be a consequence that this kind of behavior is not acceptable at our sporting events. So I agree with you.
It's way deeper
than a punishment or slap on the wrist. I agree.
You know, Therese.
I just think,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just think that they shouldn't be able to walk away from a game like that with a victory. And I assume they won.
Yeah, they did win, and I can tell you as a 68-year-old man, soon to be 69, I saw this at my high school games over 50 years ago.
So did
Same
I,
thing.
Earl. I'm 67.
Okay,
Same
so,
thing.
Right, so we saw this before, right? And the fact that here it is 50 years later, and we're still seeing the same thing. What does that say about how far we've come? Even though you hear people say we've come a long way. The fact that we have come a long way in some instances, Therese, but there we are going backwards in some instances, yes. Because there was a time not so long ago, Therese, that this was not allowed. And it certainly, if it was going to happen, it was going to be done in the dark. But the overall arching message that I'm going to be sending today will be pointing out why this is not the exception, this kind of behavior. It's the rule, and it's why now our nation is in a bad way.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Earl. 100%.
Yeah.
And well, it's really discouraging. Very.
Yeah, so it's discouraging because you and I saw this before.
Yes.
In our lives. And now those children who were playing basketball, that's all they were doing. And the fact that Beloit is an integrated basketball team, while Muskego is not, should not have been a reason enough that those children should have been faced with that kind of thing. What should happen is also, I think, Therese, that those children need to be made examples of, and because mm-hmm. they've certainly given a black eye to Muskego, you know, a slap on the wrist is not enough.
I agree. And that's kind of the point I made.
Right.
Hey, that's what I...
Yeah, you know, Therese, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, it really, I wasn't there, but it seems like the fact that nobody did anything, intervened, stood up,
yes.
did something, called, you know, it's like unconscionable.
Hey, Therese, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. I really
sure.
appreciate it.
I enjoy it.
Well, thank you. All right, sure. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Al. How you doing, man?
Morning, Earl. How you doing?
Is this a big deal or not?
Yes, it is. And it's been going on as long as I've been out here. And I coached almost 50 years high school sports in the Milwaukee area at 5 different schools. And this has been ongoing. The issue I have with it is when we compete in the suburban schools, this is a community event.
Right.
And most of the people in that community participate or come to the games. So the parents and other relatives were at the game.
Right.
And did not check these kids. And the staff of the school is there and did not remove those children from that environment and do something about it. So it's a community-wide issue that was allowed to be. And see, they look at it as a joke, saying that they're harassing these kids from the stands to help them lose the game. But the point is, this is just blatant racism that's been allowed to go on for 200 years in this community and in this state and around this country. And it's still going on because, as someone said earlier, this is not coming from the kids. It's coming from their parents. They hear this at home, and they bring it to wherever it's at, and their parents are probably sitting there with them while they're doing it.
You know, Al, this is a much big. I don't think Muskego ever thought, and as I said before, Al, only because of the phones and the cameras, you know, these kind of.
But Earl, I coach suburban schools, Brown Deer, Whitefish Bay, and when I brought kids in from those schools that were predominantly Caucasian, we got harassed at Vincent High School.
Right.
I brought in a more predominantly Caucasian team, and these things were going on in the city, at predominantly minority schools, and it was allowed then. And so it goes back and forth about who's managing whom and what behavior is being allowed on both sides.
You know, Al, man, I know what you're saying is true. Thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Hey, good morning, Gene. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. My heart just cries out. This is horrifying. There's no goddamn excuse that this should be going on in our society anytime at all. And what in the devil's the matter with those parents? I mean, this is ugly. This is wicked. This is evil.
You
to go after people. And it just makes me furious that this happened in our time when we know better. And we do need consequences. And people need to wake up because they are hurting so many young people in our country. And the kids that are doing it, they're being hurt too. And they need to be disciplined. They do. They need some kind of disciplinary action. And they need rules against this type of behavior. People can't. I'm sorry.
No, go finish your point, Gene. I'm sorry.
Okay, you know, if we have to make rules and consequences written in language that these people need to follow, sportsmanship, caring about our neighbors, you know, this is horrible. I mean, I used to work with kids, counseling, psychology, testing, all these things. These kids need to learn the appropriate ways to act and to treat their fellow mankind.
But isn't that taught at home? Okay, I mean,
it is, but you know what, Earl? What I've seen from adults lately has really mortified me, you know?
Which is why the majority of this show, we're going to be pointing out where we are in this country right now.
Yeah.
Because this country is so divided. And there's so much hatred to one to the other in this country. And I have seen it before again, but not to the degree of what we're dealing with right this moment, Gene. You know, the way conservatives or Republicans right now, it's almost as these people are our enemies. They're our enemies. Our enemies are inside this border. And so we can't sit down and have a dialogue and a conversation because somebody says, I'm a conservative and you don't agree with the way I look at things. So, and you can see it politically. And it's tearing this nation asunder. And yet there are people who say, you've got to understand their perspective. I don't have to understand the perspective of somebody who is 100% wrong. Right? I mean, you're 100% wrong in the way you are looking at things. And we can point out to anybody that they're 100% wrong in their way of looking at things, then why should we compromise and say, oh, I'm sorry. Well, but you shouldn't be racist, right? I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it's not good for you to be racist. No, you have no right to be that. So that's the way it needs to be addressed. But because we can't talk in that manner to people who are wrong, this continues to happen. And you know what? And these children, what are they going to grow up to be? You know, when you live in a segregated area, and I'm sure Muskego is 100% segregated. You know, I don't know. There might be a handful of people of color there. But that's where we have this kind of issue. It was that way when I was a kid. It's that way where I'm an adult. Gene, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. We've got to go to a break. CJ, Tom, I see you. We'll be right there. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Yes, I got some honey, kiss, and free lips. Yes, I got some honey, circle.
what got you my way to share with me this special day. Well, ribbons in the sky for our love.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You can follow me on Facebook at The Earl Ingram Show and on Twitter at Earl_Ingram. I want to welcome WAUK again, Waukesha to Shaw, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, WG. BW Green Bay, Talk of Green Bay, all to the listening audience. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you very much for waiting, man. I really appreciate it. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that includes all of us. Second, this whole situation that came up, you know, this is when the people call in and they say, oh, there's no racism anymore. Oh, it's all good now. I like the Green Bay Packer football player. Therefore, I'm not racist. But then this kind of stuff happens. All of these kids that this happened to should basically be, I don't know, their parents need to spank them or what the hell they need to do. But the thing is, this is just absolutely insane. It shows you once again where, you know, people are going to come on there, conservative, and say, oh, it was one case. This is BS. Your case of a Latino getting out of jail and killing someone, that's a one case. That's an anecdote. This is something that goes on every day in this country. And I would dare say that, yeah, let's all come together. But you know what? You have to have two sides that want to come together, and the one side never wants to come together. It is the progressive side, and I hate to put this into factions and into political camps, but it's the truth. We are more willing to hear about what the situation is than they are on the other side. I am sure the conservatives are going to call up, or maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be cowards like they were about the whole Fox News and believing in them still. But I can guarantee you they're going to be like, oh, yeah, this is horrible. But, the other side does it too, Earl. That's what's coming. So rather than saying, let's find the solution to this problem, and I think the woman that called up and said, you know what, maybe since this is such an important game to the student body, and it's an important point in a person's development, that one cook spoiled the whole broth or spoiled the whole bunch. That maybe they should all pay. And by the way, they should not be going to state, or they shouldn't be, they should be told that, look, I guess what's going to happen here is that you're not, that game is forfeited and the other team wins.
So Tom, hang on, Tom.
There's got to be a consequence.
Tom, hang on 1 second. CJ, come on. You're up, CJ. You say what?
Well, I love how hearing people get lumped in to groups the way callers do. There should be consequences for these kids, but the players, whether they were involved, I was a WIA official. I would have stopped the game.
That's my point. Why didn't they do that? Why didn't they do that? Not the official.
It should be investigated, Earl. It should be investigated. But, you know, there are people to a greater extent, I agree, there should be consequences for perpetrators. We see it all the time out in the real world that don't get consequences. So we watch, or I watch as a conservative, the way the rules have been dumbed down for criminals. And yes, this instance, I haven't seen the video yet. I will watch it, but it sounds disgusting. So that's a given. But there are people who love to have race out there, keep it out there. I remember all, what was it, All in the Family?
Hey, CJ.
That was the greatest show in the world.
Hey, CJ, so, who put that out there? Okay, they came to the game using racial epithets and language and the way they're dressed. Who put the race out there?
Well, at that game, that's one example.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. Hey,
but
one example.
Listen to the lyrics that is driven today. Listen to the lyrics, the demeaning, whether it's on
okay,
both sides.
Okay, hang on, CJ. Hang on, CJ. Tom, you want to respond to CJ?
CJ, you followed the playbook exactly yep. the way I knew you would, which is, yeah, but it's everyone, yeah, but. The whole point is we want to stick to one topic, and the one topic is what happened here. And I'm glad to see that you think that there should be consequences, and I'm glad to hear that you were a WIAA official. My dad was actually the president of the WIAA at one time. And the thing is, I'm glad to hear that you would have stopped the game. But honestly, it's the parents. The parents are the problem.
Yes.
And they're watching shows like Fox. And I would love to know still, CJ, if you could answer that question about how it is that you can believe in a source that actually lies.
Well, Tom, he'll get a chance because we're going to talk about that this morning.
Yeah, but you won't call back then on that, Earl.
Well, he'll get a chance like you will. So, you know, I'm talking about the issues that we are dealing with in this nation that separate us. Guys, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Thank you for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.